Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Thanks for joining myself, Mr. Active David Katz, and Devlin Eden once again on the Ask Coach Perry Cycling Podcast. A great question in today. Of course, the Tour de France still fresh in the memory of a lot of people, and one of the great riders over the last few years is sadly retiring this season. He had a fine send-off. He was the first rider allowed to go onto the Champs-Élysées on the last day by the rest of the peloton. And I'm talking about Joachim Rodriguez. And I like him, and I think he's a fantastic climber, but he doesn't seem to be able to match the likes of Chris Froome over the course of a long climb, Devlin. I mean, he's got this incredible kick that most people can't match. So the question that comes out of that is, while endurance athletes generally have more sort of slow twitch fibers and sprinters fast, where does the abilities of the likes of Pareto fit into that?
So Joachim is, look, as you mentioned, he's a specialist climber. And when you're comparing him to someone to the likes of Chris Froome, Chris, as good as he is a really good climber, Chris is trained as an all-rounder. So he's also, when I say an all-rounder, I'm not saying he's necessarily an incredible sprinter and what have you, but he's there to win the Tour de France, which is primary goal number one. So they climb very well, but at the end of the day, what it comes down to is more sustained effort. And we then start talking with conditioning. So you probably, if you had to go and analyze a lot of data, you probably quite easily be able to find that Chris Froome might also have a higher VO2 capacity, which allows his endurance capacity and the actual conditioning he's been doing a lot easier for him to maintain a sustained effort over those sort of long climbs, whereas Joachim might be able to burn a few matches quite quickly and be quite strong in the kick, but not able to necessarily sustain that. So I think it'll be quite key to have a look a little bit deeper into the actual kind of conditioning going on. Then a couple of other things that could also play a role is over the sort of strategy that the team would play and him as the rider would play over the course of the Tour de France. So something like a grand tour like that, and again, what their goal is. So is Joachim there to try and win it? Is he there to get a bit of publicity on the climbs and be out in the breakaway for most of the day? So things like that, the strategy will come in, and hand in hand with that will determine how much energy he would have burnt over previous days before leading into the mountain stages as well. So energy reserved in terms of holding back. And Chris Froome this year in the Tour was a brilliant example. He had his team around him, and that's another sort of big thing, is to make sure that the team is built really well around the team. So Chris had an incredible team built around him. When they got into the mountain stages, at any given time on the climbs, he had at least two or three riders still with him that did all the pacemaking, and he just sat quite comfortable with the guys in the front group, not necessarily the lead breakaway group, but right up at the front end of the race, he sat comfortable. When the guys started burning a couple of matches and making surges and little false attacks, he never panicked. He stayed quite calm. So it then comes down to, like I said, strategy, where he's not burning unnecessary matches and just keeping a handle on what's going on, and then able to up the tempo when he feels necessary without having burned matches earlier on the climbs, wasting energy like some of the other riders might have. With that, things like fueling as well, so making sure that the nutrition that they would have taken on the climbs and at the right timing throughout the stage would also play a role in terms of that surge of energy and a sustained effort over a period of time.
Well, Devlin, thanks for that. I think it sums it up incredibly well. And while it is sad to see Pareto in the Olympics around the corner, and he could surprise us with getting an Olympic medal. Of course, Sammy Sanchez winning it for Spain in Beijing. So we'll wait to see. Spain will have one of the strongest teams. But from Devlin Eden and myself, Mr. Active David Katz, please do tune in to the next edition of the Ask Coach Perry Cycling Podcast. Also, if you can, leave us a review and rating on iTunes, and you can stand a chance to win a lifetime membership to the podcast.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.